News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Keeping in past noon, binge watching Netflix, part and parcel of a teenager's summer. But should we expect our teenagers to manage their days better and to help with household chores? Esalt White, psychotherapist and author. Is that a forlorn hope, do you think, Esalt?
Actually, no, I don't think it is. But you also have to set your expectations as well.
Yeah, managing expectations is very important. So what should we expect from our teenagers over the summer? I mean, sleeping until noon, that's pretty much a given, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And they're going to, you know, they're probably going to spend quite a bit of time online. And, you know, you're going to say go outside and they're going to look at you like you have horns. So expect all of those things. But I also think you can expect your teenagers to contribute to the household, and you should expect your teenagers to contribute to the household. And by that, I mean, I would tend to expect them to contribute to keeping common areas of the house tidy, to empty dishwashers, to contribute to tidying up. But I'd also leave them their own privacy in their own room. And honestly, if they want the room to be a mess, I'd just leave that with them.
Really?
You know, that's their own
laissez-faire when it comes to their own room. Even if it's a tip, you just say, grand.
Even if it's a tip, and don't go in and pick up their laundry or do anything like that. They need to bring their own laundry down. There's things that you should be setting boundaries with and entering into sort of, demanding things of teenagers. And there's other areas I think you just need to let them develop their own approach to things. So, you know, in terms of contributing to keeping the main part of the house tidy, they're going to, in a couple of years, be heading off on their summers, on their J1 summers, or they're, you know, traveling around with mates and they're going to be renting places. And, you know, they need to have the skills to be able to live with other people their own age. And that's part of what they're learning by contributing to keeping the house tidy. But if their bedroom is a cesspit, why fight with them about it?
Yeah, fair. What about cooking? I mean, because that is one of life skills. I have to say, I didn't learn it till I went. I didn't even know how to cook a potato till I went to college in Dublin. And then I realised you boiled it in water. I'm embarrassed to say it now.
But at least you realised you boiled it in water.
Like, well, I only realised because I asked. I rang home. I went out to a public phone and rang home and said, how do you cook potatoes? Like, so...
I think you should be teaching your kids basic cooking skills.
Yeah,
absolutely. But I also think then you should maybe, you know, those long summer weeks, you know, where they're not going to camps because they're too old for that kind of stuff. And they're also finding it difficult socially maybe to organize things with their friends. You know, maybe you can do some creative things like get them a bunch of pizza bases and some grated cheese and get them to make pizzas at home and have a fun thing with a bunch of friends and sort of try to make the house a place where they can actually hang out together in real life, as opposed to always online. Because particularly for boys, so much of their social life is in online gaming. And therefore, they all need to be in their own houses with their own headsets and their own gaming consoles.
Something kind of sad
consoles.
About that. As I'm talking to you, I'm thinking back to, say, the summer I was 16. And, I did nothing that whole summer. Got up late, hung around, did no work, but just hung around with pals the whole time. And I look back and, oh, it was such a happy summer. Like, I mean, do you give them that kind of latitude just to do nothing? Is that important as well?
Absolutely. And, you know, the academic year is tough and they're exhausted by the end of it. And one of the key developmental things, and you have to keep reminding yourself about this as a parent of teenagers, the key developmental thing for them at that age is to be with their peers and learning how to navigate peer relationships, learning what their own sense of self is, their own identity. And they'll bore you to tears trying on different identities, right? And, you know, ranting at you about whatever they've just discovered. But you've got to let them do that stuff because that's part of their growing up. And I think there's a real issue with, since COVID and a lot of those kids, you know, things have changed, right? So, you know, they're all on these WhatsApp groups and they're all, one of the biggest things facing a teenager is the fear of exclusion the fear of shame, of not being responded to socially by peers. And so what you'll find is that they don't organise anything because everybody's afraid to put into the WhatsApp group, how about we go swimming tomorrow?
Yeah.
You know, so you kind of have to work with them yourself to say, could you try this in the WhatsApp group? And can you deal with the distress of people not responding and understand that doesn't mean they hate you. It just means that one didn't land and you try again. And if somebody takes a bit of initiative, I mean, in Dublin, I'd always be encouraging the teenagers and my clients, you know, to get a bus somewhere and go for a walk in the hills or, you know, go swimming. But it has to be something that they can hang out.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Isolde, always good to talk to Isolde White, a psychotherapist and author.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.